BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. I've done a remix of Paolo Nutini for you using Judge Rinda. You're welcome. Also, we sent a congratulations card around the Radio 1 office. It's for Steve, who's leaving. He's got a brand new job. Only Steve doesn't exist. But how many people will sign the card to the imaginary person? TV show Hot Tub Britain wasn't what I was expecting at all. Very disappointed. And real or no real, today it was just Clara Amfo off One Extra.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I hope you're okay today. We've done a bit of a social experiment later. In the Radio 1 office, you'll hear this just after 1:30. You know when you get one of those cards that goes around the office and it's normally like, congratulations on your new job, and it's someone that's leaving, and someone comes up and goes, oh, do you want to sign Simon's card? And you're like, oh, yeah. How many times do you actually know, especially if you work in a big office or if you're in a big school, how many times do you actually know who that person is? We'll put this to the test just after 1:30, because I have sent round a congratulations card for someone that's leaving Radio 1 today, but they don't exist. Did people sign the card? We did something like this a long time ago, and I just wanted to do it again to see if people even bothered to ask, well, who is it? Because I'm guilty of this as well. I just signed the card.
BBC Radio 1.
So we've sent this card around today going, congratulations. I'm going to see how many people signed it in the Radio 1 office just after 1:30, even though that person might not even exist. We've all done it. And also, you don't want to be the person that writes the generic, all the best, because you don't really know who they are. Hi, Gary.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. Do you always sign the congratulations, have a nice life, get a new job thing, even if you don't know who they are?
No, on my card, I'll always sign, you're the wind beneath my wings, even though I don't know them. But when it's someone else written a message, I'll just usually add kisses to their message, even if it's, especially if it's a boy messaging a boy, or just the standard, let's go swimming sometime. I'll add that to their message. That just makes things weird.
What? So you add to other people's messages?
Yeah, I'll find a black pen, if it's in black pen, and I'll just say, let's go swimming sometime, or... I always thought you were the one.
Yeah, that makes it really weird.
Yeah, really weird.
Is there any other fallout from this?
The swimming one, yeah, there was a weird experience when a girl actually did say to a guy, why are you asking me to go swimming? You're married, which is quite funny.
And as we know, you can't go swimming with another girl if you are married.
It's a rule.
It is. Love you, bye. Yeah.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we sent this congratulations card around the office today at Radio 1. Quite a lot of people signed it. You'll find out how many very soon. Person doesn't exist. We all do it. Hi, Jude.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Where are you?
I'm in Cardiff.
In an office?
Yes. How are you doing? In the storeroom at the moment.
But why?
one of our senior managers is leaving today. I don't really know the bloke, but he's leaving and everybody's signing a card, and my line manager's coming home with an envelope asking for money to put in it as well.
I hate that when there's really a collection.
I know, I don't know what should I put in there. Everybody's putting notes in, but I don't know what to do.
People are putting notes in?
Yeah.
It's obviously someone that's very loved within the company.
Well, not really. None of us on our floor know who it is.
So you don't know who this person is?
No, never seen the person.
Do you know their name?
John.
All right, it could be anyone.
So, no, I don't really know who the person is, so I don't know what I should give. Do I give a bunch of change? Do I give notes? I don't really want to do anything because I don't know the person.
Right, do what
but
I
my
do.
My boss is coming round.
Yeah, right, just get all your 1 and 2 P's, collect them up and throw them in.
Oh, God. I've got about 20 pence.
That's all right. That's fine. And also, just put all the best. Nice working with you. Just keep it generic.
I'll try that now. We'll see what happens.
And listen next, because we sent a card round today for someone that didn't even exist.
Okay, no problem.
Love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
We sent this congratulations card. We'll take a little picture of this for you and put it on social media just so you can see in a minute. Just a standard congratulations card with some like champagne glasses on the front, available from any good news agent. And we sent it round the office today here at Radio 1. You know, Fiona, who works on The Breakfast Show, her job was to sit at her desk, microphone attached, and just beckon people over to see if they would sign this congratulations on your new job, Steve, card. Even though, Steve, we just made him up. There is no Steve. Some people get a bit suspicious, but generally, it's good. Listen to how many people were beckoned over by Fiona and asked to sign the card for a man that doesn't exist.
Hey, Chloe. Chloe, can you sign this card for Steve?
Who?
Steve, he just sits near the press team. He's just, yeah, can you just sign it?
Who?
Steve, he just sits near the press. Huh? Me, with the hair and the glasses.
A man I've never met.
Just say something nice.
Do you work on Tuesdays?
What's he doing? Leaving? Got a new job?
He's got that new big job. He's got a new big job.
You won't know who I am.
Yeah, he will. Of course he knows who you are. Everyone knows who you are, Chloe.
I don't know who Steve is.
Yeah, you do. You'll know when you see him.
Really?
I'll point him out to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey,
took a bit of persuasion, but yes.
Can you sign this for Steve? It's just for Steve, really nice. That guy sits here press. He's just leaving.
I'm going to forge it in Trevor Nelson's signature. Is that right?
Why? Just sign it. He knows you. With the glasses, yeah, you know. It's just a bit quiet.
Steve's the quiet one in the office. So people are suspicious, but they are signing it. And the man that wants to sign it as Trevor Nelson.
Hey, Rach. Can I borrow you a sec? Can you sign Steve's card? Can you sign Steve's card?
Yeah. Steve?
Who's Steve?
Stephen Press.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, Rach.
Yes.
I've been left in charge to get this signed. He signed for Steve. He's got a job on the sixth floor or something.
Okay.
Thanks, my darling.
Yes.
Can I get you to sign this card for Steve? Is it all right, we just sign it?
Steve?
Steve, who sits over near press table. He's the one that was snogging Mops' chops at the Liz staff for Christmas do last year.
What's he doing?
He's got that big job that everybody wanted.
How do you say good luck?
Yeah, you'll know when you see him.
Okay. Oh, this is too easy. Shall I just say good luck? Yeah, that's what everyone else does. Right. It's going well, this. So people are all signing it so far. We've got two more to go.
Can I get you to sign this quickly?
Yes, of course.
I've been left in charge.
Who's this for?
It's for Steve.
Thanks.
That's all right, sorry. Can I ask you to sign this for Steve?
Is he leaving?
Oh, he's just got a new job on like the sixth floor or something.
Yes! Full house. Everyone signed the card for Steve, who's leaving to go to the sixth floor, but doesn't exist. Some of the messages include, congrats, Steve. Amazing news. Great news, Steve. Good luck. Congratulations, Steve. All the best for the future. Well done, Steve. You wanted that job. All the best, Steve. Good luck on the sixth floor. There's a lot of good lucks and all the best because people don't know him. Because he's not real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Where are you?
Calling from South End.
South End. That's where I think the Ellie Goulding's just put a picture of a pier on Instagram.
Oh, is she?
I reckon it's South End Pier.
Oh.
What's it called?
I haven't seen that.
Is it Adventure Island?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it. That is definitely South End Pier, I'm telling you. How can I help?
Oh, I just texted in because it's my birthday today, so I'm at work needing a bit of bumbleo in my life.
Whoop! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Okay, right, I'm dedicating it to you. You ready?
Yep.
Halfway through the week, here we go.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado.
Get involved, everyone. Here we go. It's Wednesday. You ready, Nikki?
Yep.
Amor de compra y
venta.
Amor del pasado.
Hang on. Shall I do it now?
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah! Does this make you happy?
Pardon?
Does it make you happy?
does, yes.
Yeah, okay. Dan. Hello, someone called Chris Stark, who's just texted me from Bali, who appears to be listening on a dodgy internet connection, having a massive beer. He says it's very humid. Sorry, I don't know who you are. Hello. Also, Lauren, having a little quick bumbleo before work. Sorry, he's just texted me going, oh, harsh. That's quick. Maybe it's about something else. Wow, the tech system works faster than the internet. Matthew's bumbleoing away in his truck. And Nikki as well on Twitter. Hi. This is your sign that you've made it to halfway through the week. Heading towards Friday. Marcus is dancing and bumbleoing while delivering wine. Jack is packing for uni. Never understood how stressful it could be until now. Give me some bumbleo, I need it. And Jamie driving down the M5 to Devon. Hello, Rachel, who's bumbleoing her Bakewell off at a well-known bakery chain that rhymes with Pegs in Birmingham. Clap. I'm so going to end up doing this on Strictly. Oh, God. Yeah, here's someone bumbleoing their knot off on Twitter. That's Scott. Hello. Daryl in Lowestoft is off to Vegas for a week tomorrow. Bumbleoing in the tractor. Joe, Matt and Ryan. I've just finished my day, so therefore I'm bumbleoing out loud to anyone that will listen. That's from Dale in Telford. Thank you. Relax and stand down.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Clara Amfo from One Extra is playing Real or No Real today at 10 past three. Might be a new voice to you. She's very good. She's actually on One Extra at the moment, but don't turn over. Don't tell her I said that when she's on. But she's good, but like not that good. Don't like keep listening to this. But she's on at 10 past three. And then 3:30, it's the official chart update. I'll tell you what your favourite song is in the chart this week. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. What's going on?
Nothing much, really.
How can I help?
In Manchester. I was just listening to that Paolo Nutini song, Eye in the Sky, and the bit in the middle, it sounds a little bit like Judge Rinder.
Do you know what? I thought that when I was playing it a couple of weeks ago. You're not wrong. If you've not seen Judge Rinder, he's a real-life judge, and he throws shade on everyone in court on ITV daytime. Watch it. It's on their iPlayer thing, ITV player. Yes, I've actually done a little remix of this. We've been working on this today. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, so Ryan's absolutely right. It does sound a bit like Judge Rinder could replace this section in the track. You just forgot to hold on. Talky bit. There it goes. Roundabout here.
For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed. The bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men!
This is the bit you mean, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, that's a bit, yeah.
Okay, right, do you want to hear it, Judge Rindered?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, here is Paolo Nutini, Judge Rinder remix. I'm not going to play the full thing today. But I will probably later in the week. Here we go. You just forgot to hold on. This could be better, I think, than the original. I might replace this version, my version, with the original in every single show without telling anyone.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988? It's amazing how many people are so stupid. He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. I think it sounds like a part of the female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time. It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad. I was going to have him ordained as a rabbi, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately.
And I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd been mugged by the gay man's chorus.
I think you may have interrupted me. Your counterclaim is one of the most offensive things I've seen since that pink V-neck shirt.
Be clear about that, because I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
Yes. What are you saying, Ryan? Do you like it?
Love it.
It's good. Right, I'm gonna play it again tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I think you should.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. Duke Dumont and Won't Look Back. Do you know what? I'm so disappointed by a programme that was on ITV last night, Hot Tub Britain. You know what I was expecting, because you know that what I think about hot tubs. They're mostly used for the... But it was about people who sell them and buy them. And it's a one-off. What's the point of that? I thought this is going to be... You know, we're going to be introduced to a load of characters, open-minded people who have a lot of friends around. But it wasn't. It was just about people buying and selling hot tubs. That was the whole show. Who else was disappointed by this? This is a guy, Damien, who likes to sell a hot tub or two.
It's Sunday, and sales director Ross and cousin Damien need to sell 40 tubs a week to hit targets.
We'll always say to them, don't jump in the big, bigger, expensive one now.
Don't sit in these ones if you don't want to spend that extra money. That I will say, don't sit in them. Because if you sit in them and you see the size for that much extra, it's amazing. But do not sit in them unless you want to buy one.
That sort of heightens the curiosity for them jumping in the more expensive one.
Right, so you heard him. Do not sit in a big hot tub unless you've got the readies to buy it, all right? I'm sorry, but there's no way that if you sat in a slightly bigger hot tub, you'd spend an extra $3,000 on it. But there is.
So look how much more room we've got here than we did when we did that.
It feels
over
wider.
There. When we did that over
it's
there, we couldn't get our legs together.
We're going to go for this one, the S2.
Oh, you absolute idiots. You spend a $3,000 on a slightly bigger hot tub. But which celebs will agree to be one of the face of hot tubs? These are the people, the celebrities that they want to approach, not for payment, but for a free hot tub in return.
Back at base, the PR consultants have come up with a list of celebrity names they could approach to see if they'd be the face of the business.
So we've got Samantha Womack.
Hello.
Does it ring any bells?
Nope.
Jennifer Ellison. Sunita. Tom O'Connor.
Hey!
Alfonso from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's not Philip Schofield.
No.
It's not.
No.
It's nowhere near that.
We've got Duncan Goodhue.
Hey!
Swimmer.
Rusty Lee Cathy.
Hey!
She's on it. And she's got potential.
She's certainly bubbly.
All of those people might be getting a free hot tub soon. Wait till you're now. Then that's it. We've not yet lost all our graces. What a cliffhanger.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Do you remember this from Real or No Real yesterday? It was one of the facts.
Jacob Banks, who's in the Live Lounge tomorrow with Fern, loves animation so much that he owns a copy of every cartoon made since 1972.
Well, we wanted to know how that exactly was possible, so Fern put it to him this morning when he was in the Live Lounge.
So have you got them on DVD? Are they on your computer?
I got DVDs, I have hard copies of probably up until like last year, then I've converted all of them to like digital.
Where have you got like a separate house just for DVDs?
No, I have a hard drive that's really big.
A massive, giant hard drive with every cartoon on. In your face, Kaiser. It's true.
I'm telling.
So there it is. Jacob Banks does own all the cartoons. Here is Clara Amfo to play Real or No Real.
Hiya.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I've been doing my dancing.
I can tell because you've got the dancer's glow.
Have I?
You have. And it's not fake tan. I think it's real.
Oh, I'm a bit flushed, to be honest. All my hips.
Practicing hard.
Oh, bit of a stretch. So, Clara is normally on One Extra. When's your normal show?
My normal show is 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays, waking you up.
And she's really good.
All right.
If you like your extra hip-hop and extra R&B, and you like the sound of Clara, get on it, Saturday and Sunday morning. Today we're playing Real or No Real, though.
Yes!
It's me against you. Let's go.
You can only pay for something in pennies up to the amount of 20p. After that, they're not legal tender.
So basically, you could get a lot of coppers up to the value of 20p to pay for something, but just say if something was 21p, you couldn't pay for it in coppers.
No, but I've done that. I'm one of those like a granny that just like saves all their change and I find it at the bottom of a bag. And then I'm in the shop like, can I buy this, please? And I will just go two, four.
Oh,
five,
you're that guy.
Eight.
And I'm usually stood behind you in the queue cursing everything about your life.
What used to happen when Becky was on the show was every now and again, she'd be like, is it time for a wallet sort out? And she would get my wallet, which is full of granny change, and just go, boomf, put it on the desk, sort it all out for me, and then get it changed.
And what's the most amount you've ever got back?
Oh, I'm saying 40 quid.
But then, according to this, that may not have been legal tender if you wanted to pay for something.
Yeah. So I don't think that's true. No real, because I've tested this myself.
Do you know what? I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Right, what? Hang on. I've got it here. You can spend up to £5 in 5p or 10p coins, or up to £10 each in 50p and 20p pieces. Pound coins are legal tender for any amount, but you can only pay for something in pennies up to the amount of 20p. I'm sorry, I've done that.
That's really annoying. Well, look, you've broken the law. Rebel. Ah.
Ah.
Come and get him.
I'm really sorry to that shop, which is really near Radio 1, because I've been in there loads of times with all my change.
Stop saying that.
And next,
Adam Levine, lead singer of tomorrow's Live Lounge guests, Maroon 5, tweeted in 2011 that there should be an instant ban on celebrity fragrances. His own perfume, Adam Levine by Adam Levine, was released in 2013.
Now, this is an interesting one because Adam Levine is known for being quite the hypocrite on social media.
Is he?
He is. I know for a fact that the other day, obviously they did the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, he tweeted about it saying, OMG, MTV's so awful now. They never play music videos. They never do this. They never do that. I'll never be on MTV again. And then he was on their awards show. And a really annoying celebrity blogger who me and you both don't really like, Scott. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Let's not even mention his name.
Yeah, let's not even say his name. But he retweeted Adam Levine's original tweet slagging off MTV. So, I don't know. Because of that, I wonder.
Yeah, he's seen the dollar signs here, hasn't he?
He has.
How much can I get for a perfume? Put me down. What I was very surprised at on my last trip to America, maybe, yes, I went into Kmart, and imagine my surprise where Adam Levine also has a clothing range.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy a pair of Adam Levine chinos if you so wish.
What other kind of things does Adam Levine sell?
There were some cardigans, some V-necks.
Deep V-necks.
Deep V.
Obviously.
Yeah, but he's making money, no doubt. So I'm saying, based on what your knowledge is about him on social media, that this is real. Despite saying that celebrity fragrances should be banned, he now has one. So I'm saying real.
I'm going to agree with you.
That one is real.
Mm. It's citric and refreshing, apparently, if you want to get your hands on the Adam Levine fragrance called Adam Levine.
Sounds a bit like a washing up liquid.
Also, like, oh, what are you wearing? Adam Levine is weird.
It's just a bit...
Call it something, like curious.
Jagger.
Oh, it's Adam Levine, actually. And next!
The Baha Men have released 11 albums.
As in, who let the dogs out?
That's what you don't know about some artists, because we are only aware of that one song, right?
Because it was a hit.
They could have had a massive body of work that we don't know about. Like Psy. I think Psy, off of Gangnam Style, is on his, like, 17th album in Korea.
That's true.
And we're just not aware of it because he wasn't brought to our attention before with Gangnam Style.
The Baha Men have released 11 albums.
It's like, I met DJ Casper once off of the Cha-Cha Slide.
Oh, my mum loves that song. That
to the left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. I bet he's got a strong back catalogue.
Yeah, he has. But have the Baha Men released 11 albums? I'm saying absolutely not. We would have known about that.
I'm going to say, I reckon they probably have.
I'm saying no real. You're saying real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
No way. Okay, I've just received the information. Who Let the Dogs Out from the album of the same name was actually their eighth. Their eighth album.
Wow. Oof.
Do you reckon it's like, apart from that novelty hit, do you reckon it's all like really serious underground music?
I reckon it's probably just quite fun, you know, happy.
Like Calypso reggae.
Like,
yeah.
Beautiful island sounds.
And next,
Tom Cruise has claimed he invented the word selfie and took the first one ever on the set of Top Gun in 1985.
I can't help but think, right, obviously everyone knows a selfie now, but people taking pictures of themselves is not a new thing. It's not even as new as 1985. It's just that now everyone is aware of it and does it all the time.
We just can. And it's really funny watching people take selfies as well, especially when they think you can't see them.
Yeah.
Duck phone.
We had someone on this show recently. It was a mum who thought her son had invented the selfie.
Oh, bless her.
I know. It's like, and we didn't. But did Tom Cruise invent it on the set of Top Gun in 1985? No.
Thing is, I can see why he thinks he invented it, because have you not noticed, especially at premieres, I'm pretty sure he's like one of the biggest Hollywood stars who always does the, hey guys, let's take a picture together, guys. I'm just like you guys and that's worth, guys.
Hey, I'm normal.
Yeah.
But also what he will do, he will spend time on the phone to people's relatives, won't he? Do you remember that?
Mm.
Oh, hang on though. We're saying he invented the word selfie,
not
the actual action. Okay. But it's Tom Cruise has claimed he invented the word selfie, and I reckon that's the kind of thing he would say, so I'm saying real.
I'm thinking, even though he is a huge, mega, movie star, he's humble enough to not think he invented that word. So I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you were right to go no real.
He's too humble.
And at the end of that round of real or no real, you got 30, Clara, and I got 10.
Woo!
How does that work? Do you know what? It's because I never actually play the game. Normally I'm the host, so I'm famously rubbish at it.
Okay, sure.
Right, well, Clara, you're on now in for Sarah Jane Crawford at One Extra.
Gotta so go.
Get back there.
Laters.
Thanks, my love. Those were the best bits of Wednesday's show. Come join tomorrow, 1 o'clock, on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then the podcast is what you need. 1:45 tomorrow, playing Innuendo Bingo, YouTubers Jack and Dean.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.